Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Sunday, April 21st, 2024. So, did you do the crossword?
Boy, did I do the crossword.
And did the crossword do you in?
No, not really, but it was quite the crossword, for sure.
Pretty elaborate.
Yes, and it had animation. You know, I always like puzzles with animation.
Yes. So, yeah. Yep.
That was pretty amazing.
Animation in spades.
They're getting bold with their animation.
Well, you know, though, I was hoping, and I apparently a lot of people in Wordplay were also hoping to see like genuine animation where the thing would actually rotate. It's sort of like flashing from square to square. But why don't you talk about the theme first so that this will all make sense?
Well, I'll try, but it was a complicated theme. There were, seven configurations of squares. They were a black square surrounded by four black squares and four white squares. And in that middle black square was a lock. It looked like a lock. And the instructions said that standing between you and the score of a lifetime are seven locks of this safe. After completing this puzzle, rotate each dial 90, 180, or 270 degrees to the only other position that forms four valid crossword answers. The new letters in the 12 o'clock circled positions will spell out an appropriate exclamation. So from this middle black square with the lock, you had a word going above it, you had a word going below it, and of course you had a word on either side of it. And the last letters of two of them and the first letters of the other two, you were supposed to be able to switch those, you know, to turn them like 180 degrees or 90 degrees or 270 degrees. And the letters would form new words or real answers to clues. So you basically just had to fill out the puzzle correctly. And if you filled out the puzzle correctly, then the magic occurred where the locks would actually animate and turn. They didn't actually turn, but the letters around them turned, and you could see how the words changed as those letters around the lock turned. So, for example, let's just look at the first one here. The word going down into the first lock was 19 down, which was channel with an on-air fundraising, which of course was PBS. And then the clue going down from the lock was 33 down, which was taunt. And that was jeer, J-E-E-R. Okay, the clue coming in from the left was 28 across, and that was unimpressed, which was blasé. And then the clue going to the right of the lock was 29 across, which was sheet under a tent, and that was tarp. Okay, so you had PBS, tarp, blasé, and jeer. Okay, if you switch that, those four letters, the last letter of blasé, the first letter of tarp, the first letter of jeer, and the last letter of PBS. If you switch those 180 degrees, PBS becomes PBJ, and jeer becomes seer, because those two letters just replace each other. Blasé becomes blast, and tarp becomes erp, like Wyatt Earp.
Right.
Okay. But the letter you're most interested in is the one above the lock, because that's a circled letter. And as the instruction said, If you answer the puzzle right and you turn the locks appropriately, although you don't have to turn them, they turn themselves, you will get a little surprise exclamation. Well, the first letter of that was J. The PBS became PBJ. The second letter in the second lock was an A. The third letter was a C. The fourth letter was a K. And then we had a P and an O and a T, which spells
Jackpot.
pot.
Yay.
So really all you had to do was what you typically do on a Sunday. You just had to answer all the clues. If you answered them all right, the animation would start, the letters would switch, and you'd see flashing JACKPOT, jackpot.
Right.
So that was the gimme there.
Yes, indeed.
Quite the puzzle.
You know, and I was thinking about because as I noted, some people on Wordplay were sort of distressed by this crossword, and they were like, "We can't understand the instructions and so forth." I mean, I think people forget that these are also crosswords on paper,
Yes.
and for crosswords on paper, the New York Times can't. I suppose they could have some sort of interesting origami that they could actually put into the newsprint, but basically you sort of have to do it mentally. But yeah, I was I found this very interesting, and in fact it sort of saved me because I had a mistake in the crossword.
Me too.
I could not find the mistake. I was like looking all over the place. There were a few places I was a little bit wobbly on, like 47 across. Shakespearean misanthrope was Timon.
That's right.
And let's see, although I felt pretty good about this, 61 across, role for Michelle Williams in The Fablemans was Mitzi, but I
Yes.
didn't know the name, so it's just like I'm the crosses all looked rock solid. But
Yes.
again, I wasn't sure. But then it turned out 104 across, block up. So I wrote jam.
Me too.
I think probably 50% of the population, if not more, of people solving this crossword did the same thing. So of course, when that J rotates 180 degrees, you get 103 across, advance, and you get loge, LOAJ. And it's like, well, that looks suspicious. But if you replace the J with a D, you get damn for block up, and then advance is
Loan.
becomes the word load, which is a legitimate word. So when I found that and I put in the D, it solved. And it was just like, oh, this is great. The theme saved me.
And of course, when it solved, that's when the animation started and the jackpot started flashing. And so, very cool.
Yes, indeed. And this was by Michael Schlossberg, who apparently is a doctor. I hope he isn't like thinking about crosswords while he's examining his patients or doing surgery or something like that.
We've heard that name though before, I'm pretty sure.
Yes,
Michael Schloss.
he has been in, let's see, how many of these has he done? I think this is his 11th, and he's been doing them since 2020. And he is a doctor specializing in internal medicine in Bend, Oregon. And it's his fifth Sunday, so he's pretty good at Sunday crosswords.
That's great. Well, I thought it was an enjoyable puzzle.
Yes, and you know, I didn't find it particularly taxing.
No, it was just a fun solve. It was just a fun Sunday solve, I thought.
Well, again, don't read Wordplay.
Okay, I
Because
won't.
if you did that, people were very, very upset. They were upset at the instructions. Because I think after completing this puzzle, rotate each dot, I think they were like trying to rotate it. I don't know, put like a pen in the lock or something and turn it.
Put your cursor over the lock and oh dear.
But I mean, it does say after completing this puzzle, once you completed the puzzle, you would have gotten the animation.
That's right.
So
You would
I
have
don't
had
know.
to.
But in any event, I thought it was good, and I actually I thought it was great. I can't imagine how much effort it would have taken to make a puzzle like this.
Right.
You know, people get mad about it, but it's just like, look at the thing. I mean, mm-hmm. you've got to find one rotation that only works with with one orientation to get those letters at the top, the JACKPOT. The fact that those locks are symmetric.
Yes.
I mean.
Yes. I think to myself, you have to find four words that converge on each other, and then you have to transpose the first or last letters to create new words.
Right.
But yeah.
I get a headache just even thinking about it.
It was quite the feat to put this together. And then you got to give credit to the animators who were able to,
make it all happen.
Yeah, show how that lock turned.
Mm-hmm.
So great puzzle.
Yeah. So I thought this was harder than usual, and yet when I look at my time, let's see, how long did it take me to do this crossword? I did this in 57 minutes and 51 seconds, which I think is faster. My Sunday average is like an hour and a half.
Oh, uh-huh.
So I think there have been a couple of Sundays where I just like spent most of Sunday trying to solve.
Uh-huh. I got it in 52:46.
Okay.
So pretty typical.
Yeah.
I take about an hour.
There were some very novel clues here, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Six across items on the back of some Jeeps. I thought, I know this, tires. But it was seven letters long. Turned out to be gas cans.
That's right.
I guess they have gas cans. Mm-hmm. I don't really get behind too many Jeeps in traffic, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think like military Jeeps, or
yeah.
Where they might be going places where there aren't gas stations.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. 23 across, like Mary Shelley when she wrote Frankenstein. Was teenage.
Yes, I knew that.
Really?
But I wanted to put teenager, and it didn't fit.
Right.
But yeah, teenage works too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
And 26 across, natural source of rubber, tree sap.
That's right.
I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought rubber came from rubber trees. Mm. I'm not really sure where that comes from, but now that I think about it. Mm-hmm. My favorite clue. Well, there was a slew of great clues in the top center. Tennis great known as the Punisher, Agassi.
Right, Andre Agassi.
And then right next to it, we had 11 down. Former name of the electron, the negatron.
Yes, that was something I didn't know.
So, and the other thing I thought is, you've got the Punisher versus Negatron. I mean, that sounds like something out of a Marvel series.
That's
Here
true.
Comes Negatron. Quick, send in Agassi, the Punisher. The Punisher, actually, that might be a character. Yeah, that might be a Marvel character, now that I think about it.
Negatron?
No, the Punisher.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they don't have Negatron. But and then 12 down, ignore as a shortcoming. I thought I was going for overlook, but it turned out to be see past.
Yes. 49 down was a stumper for me. 49 down. Here's looking at you, kid. And it was ma.
I think you have to pronounce it properly. Ma. There you go.
Like a goat.
I saw through that pun right away.
Oh,
I mean it is a great clue.
Uh-huh.
Although again, people on Wordplay very distressed.
Oh, they. Didn't
I'm
that.
Like, do you people not know this is a puzzle? So, but yeah, I don't know if I had Team on first. That was interesting. Yesterday we had Toby Belch.
Mm-hmm.
And today we have Team On, mm-hmm. So apparently we're just going through Shakespearean characters here.
I guess
it's going to take a while till they run out.
We had Cassio a couple days ago.
That is true. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're trying to build up our Shakespearean knowledge.
I guess
they're going to have to do more than one character a crossword to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
22 across. That was pretty amazing. Let's see, once or twice. And the answer was adverb.
Right.
It's like, oh, man, I did not see that coming. And 42 across, you're going to have to explain the spelling here. So it was quattro e quattro, which I gather is 4 plus 4.
That's correct.
And the answer was otto, O-T-T-O.
Yes.
So I thought 8 was either octo or occo, O-C-H-O.
Yeah, but I think I
Am
think
I in the wrong
that might
language?
be Italian,
Ah.
because the E in Spanish is a Y. It's apparently this is 4 + 4 in some language.
Yes.
But if it were Spanish, it'd be quattro, y cuatro. But the E would be a Y for
Oh,
hand.
okay.
So this must be Italian
Okay.
or
See, if it not.
Brazil or what do they speak? Portuguese in Brazil.
If it's
So
not English and it's not French, I just assume
it's
it's
Spanish. It
Spanish.
looks kind of like Spanish, but no,
Right.
it's not.
Okay.
Yeah,
Well,
I
that
believe
ex
the quattro in Spanish only has one T.
So in what language is OCHO? Is
That's
that
Spanish.
okay?
Ocho. Ocho is
And
eight.
is octo does is that eight in any language or is that just sort of
Well, that's
a
the
prefix?
Latin
Ah,
prefix,
okay. All
right?
right. Let's see what.
Close to that, 51 across, I thought was interesting. Small southwestern birds of prey, elf owls.
Yes.
I'd like to see an elf
Well, the other day we had
owl.
elf hat.
That's right. That
So
was
now we
just
have the
yesterday.
elf owls. They probably go to parties wearing little elf hats. And we also had, speaking about sort of recently seen answers, the Harlequin's carnival painter was Miro.
Miro,
Or
yes.
Miro, as we like to pronounce it. By the way, that reminds me, listeners, you may recall that yesterday we had a discussion about how to spell WREAK
ING.
ING, and so we said that would be a suitable topic for, oh, that's how you pronounce it. And I have to admit, I got it totally wrong, and Jean got it totally right. It is wreaking havoc.
Wreaking
And you
havoc.
know, I woke up this morning and I thought, why was I thinking wrecking? What was I? So, anyways, in the cold light of morning, it was clear without having to do any lookup whatsoever, the answer was wreaking havoc.
There you go.
So I wreaked havoc on the pronunciation of wreaking. 59 down may inspire me. Classroom surprise, pop quiz.
Yep.
And then the second P of Papa, of pop quiz ran into title pig of kids TV, Peppa.
Peppa Pig.
And I vaguely remember that. We've had that before. And
Yes.
it's a really memorable sort of name, Peppa.
Yes. Yes. And just right going down from that, oh no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking 73 down was EMT's technique, which was CPR, but it was part of a lock, and you had to rotate it, I think, what, 180 degrees. And if you did, then it became NPR.
Yes.
We had PBS and NPR in the
That's
same puzzle.
true. I wonder if Dr. Schlossberg is a big fan or
He might
we
be.
didn't have NYT, but that isn't a station, at least not yet. 63 down, common field trip destinations. And I assumed it was going to be museums, but I only had four letters for it, and it was zoos. Do
Zoos.
you concur that zoos are a common field
I
trip
believe
destination?
all of our children went to the zoo on a
Really?
field trip, yes, at one time.
Did they let them out after?
One time or another, yes.
Okay, good. 89 down, old Blue Eyes, e.g., was crooner.
Yes.
And we also had 45 across, ice cream shop employee, e.g., was a scooper.
That's
So we
right.
had a scooper and a crooner.
That's right,
What if you ever
yes.
had any scoopers who were also crooners? Let me sing you a song about ice cream. Something like that.
Oh, and I didn't know a new term, 111 across. Speculative fiction subgenre that envisions a sustainable energy future. Solar punk.
Yes.
Solar punk. Have you read any solar
I
punk?
have not. But I plan to shortly after this podcast get right into it. We had two rows beneath that 123 across. French form of Stephen was Etienne.
Etienne.
Boy, that did not come to me until I mean, I sort of got it through the crosses, but it's just like, I don't know, for some reason I couldn't hit on Etienne.
I thought immediately of the Spanish, which is Esteban, but I thought, oh no, that's Spanish. But I'm like, I think French is sort of like that. And then it came to me, oh, it's Etienne.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. 124 across Area 51 sighting. So I thought, oh, it's got to be UFOs, mm-hmm. but it was saucer.
Right.
I forgot that that's what those are.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Little pieces of dishware that people are throwing into the sky.
Well, 125, that was a little cryptic, but the clue was, come on, you'll love it. And it was try one.
Yes, that wasn't too mm-hmm. bad.
Yeah.
88, that T of try one ran, was at the end of 88 down, last name in last name in late night, it's hard to say, was Colbert.
Yes.
So, Colbert. Yeah, I was like, first I immediately thought, I had the C, and so I thought Carson,
oh, uh-huh.
but not enough letters. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, another one that kind of was a stumper. 87 down, gift for an aspiring conductor, train set. I was thinking like baton, you know, like a musical conductor, but or you know, instrument or something, but no, it was train set.
Yes. And that actually sort of meshes nicely with 60 down. Passage of a planet across a star, e.g. transit. Yes. So we had transit and train set.
That's right. That's right. I didn't even notice that.
Okay. Well, I think that's probably most. Oh, there are actually a couple of others. 62 down. I found this very difficult. It was noted export of Portugal. It was four letters. I had an I and an E in the second and fourth letter, and I thought it's wine. Because I thought, why not? And the answer is because it's wrong. The answer was tile.
Tile, yes.
I did not realize that. Why is Portugal noted for its tile?
Oh, they just make beautiful tile there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And 105 down, that was sort of interesting. Throw in the towel was Bagot.
Yes.
I guess that's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's in the New York Times. It must be, but.
Bagot.
Mm-hmm. And then one last, 79 across, they have the Guinness distinction of longest running fan club for a group, Queen.
Yes, I thought that was interesting.
Longest running fan. Aren't there any Beatles groups still around? How about old Blue Eyes groups?
Yeah, crooner groups.
Maybe all the people in it have died, but that doesn't mean the group has become extinct. So
yeah, that's pretty amazing for Queen. But of course, you know, Queen, they're still kind of going.
Right.
They've got a new lead singer, but with Adam Lambert, but yeah,
wow.
They still perform.
You know the lead singer.
Yes.
This is why you're so good at crosswords.
Oh.
I mean, when the pop culture starts to sneak in, mm-hmm. I don't know if there's a lot of pop culture here. I mean, we did have Agassiz mm-hmm. and Myro.
And Peppa.
And Polk, President 44 across, president during the Mexican-American War. That might not be considered pop culture.
I don't think so.
That's more like Polk culture.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, I think that is it for today then.
Okay.
So, thanks everyone for listening. Hope you're enjoying these podcasts. Remember, you can always get a hold of us, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. And we also have a Facebook page somewhere. And that is it for today. We will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.